Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Here We Go Again podcast, and I'm your host, Ben. Today we'll be talking about, or rather interviewing, the chains that hold my family together. A smart and scholarly woman who taught in Nigeria as a teacher, married my grandfather, and had my father. She then moved to Nigeria, America, to help my aunt take care of my cousin. I present to you the star, the brightness, my grandma. It's good to have you here, Grandma. I'm glad you're doing healthy, and we're just going to do a six-minute interview about your life. Well, all right, Grandma. Thank you for being here with us. I just want to ask you a few questions about yourself. All right. What is something that makes you feel unstoppable, Grandma?
Unstoppable?
Yes.
How do you make it?
What is something that makes you feel that you can do anything? Do you have any answers for that question?
Well, I know that if I have any problem, I pray over it and do it as good as I can.
I understand, Grandma. That makes a complete amount of sense.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is your favorite nickname? Who gave it to you? And how did you get it?
Wow. I have so many nicknames. Like my sister was saying it the other day. She said she better stop before WhatsApp will ask her what she's saying. So actually, they call me Mrs. O. That's my most. That's my favorite one. Everybody calls me Mrs. O. O standing for Bura.
That's a nice nickname, Grandma. Do you know how you got it?
Well, they just started calling me Mrs. O, because they know that I say something, I stand by it. And then Mrs. O is there.
That makes a lot of sense. So, this is the third question. If money wasn't a thing, what's the first thing you would buy?
If money wasn't a thing, the first thing I would buy?
Yep.
Well, I know children like to eat. So, I would like to keep food in my house in case any hungry person comes around. I'll keep food in my house before I buy anything.
That makes a lot of sense, Grandma. Thank you for that insightful answer. So another thing, you know, as we're all getting older, do you consider yourself introspective?
Wait, consider myself what?
Introspective. Do you want to know what that means?
No, yes.
So, do you consider yourself to be more of a, how do I explain this? Like self-analyzing, you know, like self-observing. Inward looking, you know, like looking in on yourself.
As I'm getting older, you know, we are eight in the family, and I'm the second of the eight children. And my father taught us to be honest at all times, and so I hate anybody who is trying to cheat or lie or do anything that is not good. And my siblings all know me for that I stand for the truth. And so they sort of fear me and they behave, pull themselves up when I'm around. I don't have to explain myself anymore.
That makes complete sense. Thank you, Grandma. That was another very nice answer. So, question number four. If you could go back in time, what would you fix about yourself? Or would you change anything at all?
Change about myself?
If you could go back in time, would you change anything or no?
I would have loved to go to school, to the university for a degree. I couldn't do that because my father had many of us. And so we had... We went to school according to, you know, the boys going and then the girls later struggling. I struggled to become a teacher, that's all. So I would have loved to go to university.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense, Grandma. I completely understand you.
Anybody who has that opportunity should hold tight to it, because it will help you in life.
Another insightful answer, Grandma. Thank you very much. Another question, and I feel this one to be the most important. If you could go back in time and change something about my dad, what would you change?
About your dad?
About my, dad.
I love your dad as he is, because your dad is sort of, he took a lot out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah. So, for that, I love him a lot, because he's an honest man too. And he works hard the way I would want him to do. So, I like him the way he is. And I pray for him that he should continue that way. When he was beating you people, and so that's my point there, because that's how I heard him until he came to college here. One day he stopped me. We were in Philly. I went to see him in Philadelphia, then where he was. So as we were walking along the road, he took both of my hands and stopped me. I looked at him. I said, "What is going on?" He said, "Mom, I want to thank you for everything you did for me." I said, "Me? You've been fighting me all along. Now you're thanking me for what?" He said, "No, Mom, forget it." He said, "Mom, forget it." But I really want, he thanked me from his heart. And I think we became good friends that day, from that day.
That's a very heartwarming story, Grandma. So, I'll be sure to ask him later. Well, Grandma, that concludes the interview. Is there any last thoughts you'd like to give us? Any last thoughts you'd like to give us?
Well, you are my grandchildren. I love you all deeply from my heart. And I want you all, first, have God in whatever you are doing. Never you plan to cheat anybody. Do not do any wrong to anybody. And pray to God to protect you from any wrongdoing. You understand?
Yes,
so
Grandma.
Work hard. Pray well. Work hard. They say there's time for everything. There's time for play. There's time to study. There's time to do. So that sounds a good rule for me. There is time for everything. So when it is time for schoolwork, my dear, face it. And when it's time to play, enjoy yourself, please. And when it is time for us to worship God, get on your knees and thank God for the day.
Thank you, Grandma. How insightful. Thank you very much. This concludes the interview.